Batting second, the designated hitter, number four, Chris Rotondo. Batting third, the catcher, number 44, Leonardo Bernal. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 22, Joshua Baez. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 5, Michael Curioli. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 15, Adamson Cruz. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 40, Carlos Linares. Batting eighth, the shortstop, number 8, Lisandro Espinoza. Batting ninth, the second baseman, number 12, Brandon Hernandez. Pitching tonight for the Cardinals, number 47, Benjamin Arias. America has supported our nation's men and women in uniform for more than 100 years and is committed to connecting them to the tools they need to transition back into civilian life. Since 2014, they've hired over 10,000 veterans, National Guardsmen, and reservists, as well as providing financial education for military families and working with organizations to provide homes for returning service members and their families. Please join Bank of America in recognizing and honoring our service members and veterans. And at this time, we'd like to ask all of our past and present service members to stand up and be recognized. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you all please rise and remove your caps and join the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals in honoring America. Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Sweet Lou Villano.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home.
Give it up to Sweet Lou. That's right. Getting us started here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And it's time, you know it's time to celebrate America's birthday. That's right. 4th of July, the next 2 days. It's time for our Mega Bash. The final game between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals closing out the series today. First pitch slated for 6 p.m. any minute now. And then tomorrow, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to take on the hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. 2 days in store, jam-packed with action, full of America's favorite pastime, and celebrate our great country's birthday. How can you go wrong? If you didn't make it tonight, I'm happy to be with you on the air, but if you didn't make it tonight, you gotta come tomorrow. We're doing the same thing. First pitch, 6 p.m., inflatables everywhere. Anything you can think of. Lots of family. If I'm a little bit distracted here because I'm trying to find out what Hammy's doing in the crowd. Hammy's out here. Robbie the Redbird's out here. All the fans are out here. get ready to get things started. Let's go over your lineup really quick for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Leading things off is Brett Roberts at right field. In the second spot, Jordan McCants, the designated hitter. In the third spot, Javier Sanoa, the center fielder. Batting cleanup, Trace Luttrell, the left fielder. Batting fifth, Ian Lewis, playing second base. Batting sixth, Torin Montgomery. He's the first baseman for the Hammerheads. Batting seventh, Harrison Spahn, the shortstop. Batting eighth, Christian Rodriguez at third base. And batting ninth, Prancer Brandwall, the catcher. On the mound for the Hammerheads, Sean Nolan. And looking at your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals, they're the home team today, even though they're both roommates. They're the designated home team. Well, let's take a look at their lineup. Leading things off for the Beachbirds, Juan Bin Cho playing left field. Chris Rotundo, the designated hitter in the two spot. Leonardo Bernal batting third, he's the catcher. In the cleanup spot, Joshua Baez, the right fielder, batting fifth. Michael Curiali, he's playing third base. Batting sixth, Addison Cruz, he's the center fielder. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Carlos Linares. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Lisandro Espinoza. And batting ninth, Brandon Hernandez, he's the second baseman. Pitching for the Palm Beach Cardinals today on the mound, Benjamin Arias. And we are ready to get things going here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's the Mega Bash. I'm so excited, and I know you are too. The final game of this series. Brett Roberts leading things off for the Hammerheads. Makes contact, but it goes foul. 0-1 count to start things off here, top of the first inning. Robert comes into the game with a .289 average, one home run, 30 ribbies. Here comes the pitch from Arias, makes contact again. This one is gonna be in play, or maybe it won't, maybe it did bounce foul, and it did. So that's gonna count as strike number two. I'm so excited to be back in the booth with you guys, the final game of this series. Cardinals getting a big game, big win yesterday during the game, really setting up the momentum for the whole week, getting their second win of this second half of the season. Overall, the Hammerheads have a 39-34 record, Cardinals with an identical 39-34 record. So a very interesting matchup between these two teams. Virtually, they have the same record. If you're comparing the first half and the second half, it's a little bit different of a story. Cardinals have a lot of work to do, and it started with the big win yesterday. Count goes 2-2 to Roberts. Arias getting his first work of the season. Here comes the 2-2, and making contact is Roberts, but it goes foul. Arias from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, picked up as an international free agent in 2019, 21 years old. Here comes the 2-2. And a nice piece of hitting by Roberts, but perfectly right there to get it is the right fielder, Joshua Baez.
The designated hitter, number four, Jordan McCants.
So that's the first out of the evening. Jordan McCants is up next. And here comes the pitch to McCants. First one right down the middle, strike one, 93 mile per hour fastball. And what about Joshua Baez being awarded Florida State League Player of the Week? Nice piece of hitting there by McCants. And not able to get it back in time and regroup and get the throw off is the second baseman, Brandon Hernandez. It'll be ruled as a hit. Well hit. Maybe Hernandez never had a chance at it anyway. So just like that, McCants gets the first hit of the ball game. He's on first base. So Baez getting Player of the Week honors. I mean, just think about it, at 20 years old, celebrating his birthday week. Happy birthday week to the Player of the Week. over five games, had a 444 average. This one is dribbled over to Arias. The throw not in time, and Sanoa gets on base. Sanoa on base with a base hit as well. Runners on first and second for the Hammerheads. But over five games, Baez had a 444 average, a 500 on base percentage, a 1.556 OPS. He had three home runs, two doubles, seven RBIs, and six runs in five games. The well-deserved player of the week, I'd say. And that's the talent, the potential that I've been talking about all season and even last season that you see in the prospect when you talk about Baez. One out now, Chase Luttrell up in the box, batting 255, four home runs, 27 ribbies. Here comes the pitch. Outside, catches the corner though, strike one. Arias getting his pitch. Bernal behind the plate, as usual. Runners are going, but this one's foul tipped.
Your attention, Howard Ford, to the information booth, please. Howard Ford.
A little bit different of a lineup for the Hammerheads this time around. Lewis, who was in the second spot throughout the series mostly, now moves to the fifth spot. And McCants now in that second spot. Regardless, the strategy really stays the same for the Hammerheads. When you look at the 1-2 and three hitters, it's all speed. Speed and contact. Just get on base, and that's what you see early on. Runners on first and second. With one out here as Luttrell makes contact, but it just goes out of play. Foul behind the Hammerheads bullpen. We'll check your out-of-town scoreboard in just a minute. A lot going on today in the league as we celebrate America's birthday over the next 2 days. At least we're having a mega bash here. Talk about not just America's favorite pastime, watching your baseball game, the Stars of Tomorrow, but we're having the biggest birthday party you can think of. And Luttrell throws, he hits that one. It's going to be a double play. Nice play by the Cardinals defense there. A double play to wrap up the top of the first. Hammerheads get two hits, no runs come home. Bottom of the first coming right up. Walter works with you on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Michelle Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Waiting for the start of the bottom of the first. Currently nothing-nothing. Hammerheads, no luck there in the top of the inning. We'll see what the Hammerheads got going on with Juan Bincho. And don't you know, one of the most beloved Palm Beach Cardinals. He's leading things off here in the bottom of the first inning on the first night of this mega bash. Happy birthday, America. Here comes the first pitch to Wan Bin Cho, coming into the game with a 266 average, 3 home runs, 28 ribbies. Bin Cho playing left field today. Sean Nolan on the mound for the Hammerheads. Bin Cho makes contact there over in left field, and that's going to be an easy grab by Chase Luttrell for out number one. Chris Rotondo's up next, coming into the game with a 237 average, 2 home runs, 27 RBIs. Nolan on the mound getting his pitch, the lefty. That's a little bit of a change. First time the Cardinals have seen a lefty in a while. We'll see how they can adapt and make it work. Here comes the next pitch to Rotondo. This one is smacked right to the shortstop. That's going to be a routine play. Nice job there by Spahn, picking it up cleanly and then getting it right over to Montgomery. So that's a 2 quick outs. Leonardo Bernal up next. Coming into this game, the Daytona Tortugas are 7-1 in that first spot in the Florida State League East. The Hammerheads are 4-3 in second place. St. Lucie Mets starting off the second half of the season at 2-5. And this one is ripped by Bernal. What a catch by Harrison Spahn. Talk about defense. The Hammerheads, they're showing some there early on in the game. A rip to short, and Spahn with no problemo getting the mitt on the ball, and that's out number 3. Nothing here, wrapping up the first inning. Top of the second coming right up. We're going to do it after this commercial break. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again! For the 100th time today, here's that song again! It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back, we are Bizak, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads and Cardinals closing out the series, last game of this set. Ian Lewis in the box, Benjamin Arias on the mound. Lewis takes the first pitch of this sequence. That's going to be ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Lewis makes contact. This one's up high. Over in center, who's going to call it? That's going to be an easy out number one. Nice job by the center fielder, Addison Cruz, grabbing that one as Lewis is retired. Torrin Montgomery's up next, batting 308, 2 home runs, 19 ribbies. He's the first baseman for the Hammerheads. Nobody on base, one out here in the top of the second. Nothing tie. First pitch to Montgomery outside. That's going to be ball one. Here comes the 1-0. Breaking ball there. Montgomery making contact. Linares looking over at it, but he's not going to have a shot. That's going to be a souvenir for a lucky fan. That's what you get here at the stadium, folks. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.com. Get your tickets today or visit us right outside at the box office. Catch the Stars of Tomorrow, America's favorite pastime, and we're having the biggest birthday celebration of the year, celebrating the beautiful America's birthday. You can't ask for anything else. Counts 1-2 to Montgomery. Here comes the pitch. Just misses the outside corner. Count goes even, 2-2. And the next pitch does catch the corner. That's going to be strike three. Montgomery's not happy about the call. He's asking for a challenge. And he's out of there. The first strikeout of the game. Palm Beach Cardinals bringing it. Benjamin Arias punching out Montgomery. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn. He's up next, who ended the last inning with a spectacular defensive play at shortstop. First pitch to him is going to be ball one. 94-mile-per-hour fastball just missing the outside corner. Thank you guys so much. If you're in the stadium, for coming out. A very nice turnout today for day one, night one of this Mega Bash. And you know what I mean if I say we're having a good time. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, the scene outside the stadium, in the stadium, everybody's having a good time just getting this game underway. Spahn makes contact. This one's all the way into right field, but it's going to be an easy grab for the right fielder, Joshua Baez. That's out number three. No runs come across home, still with two hits. Those are the Hammerheads. The Palm Beach Cardinals are up next. Bottom of the second, coming right up. It's Walter Works on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are having a Mega Bash here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Night one of our infamous, I should say famous, everybody knows about this party around town. Talk about a fiesta at the Dean and then one in downtown Abacoa. I mean, we've combined to have the best birthday party, and why not? Happy birthday, America, here in night one of this Mega Bash, closing out the series between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. I'm ready to have some fun and watch some baseball. That's what we're doing here. If you didn't make it out today, make it out tomorrow. RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com is where tickets are still available. And if you're not good on the computer, I mean, I know sometimes I'm not the best. We make it easy for you right outside at the box office. And that foul ball almost went into the booth. And everybody's scrambling for that souvenir. That's what you get here. Make your baseball memories come true. As Baez rips that foul ball behind home plate. Over the netting.
takes the next pitch there. That's going to be strike two. Baez, the player of the week, comes into the game with a 240 average, six home runs, 25 ribbies. Counts 0-2, no outs. Bottom of the second. What an exciting time to be a baseball fan. It's the Mega Bash. As Baez keeps bashing that ball, but bashing it foul. Another souvenir for a lucky fan. Count stays 0-2. Cardinals trying to make some noise. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball just misses the outside corner of the plate. Count goes to 1-2. And the next pitch outside, count now goes even 2-2. Sean Nolan also getting his first work of the season. An interesting matchup here, starting things off in the second half of the season. We'll see some familiar faces, but now we'll see some new faces who maybe didn't get as many repetitions early on. You're seeing that with Sean Nolan for the Hammerheads on the mound, and Benjamin Arias too, who's on the mound for the Cardinals. Both pitchers who really haven't seen any action until today, so it's going to be interesting how these pitchers insert themselves into the equation. Baez able to work this count up to a 3-2 count now, so we're full. Here comes the 3-2. Baez bashes this one again, but foul. Another foul ball as Nolan approaches now what's going to be his 15th pitch of the evening. Here comes number 15. And Baez yet again, a foul ball. Can you believe that? He must know it's the Mega Bash and wants to supply some more souvenirs. Maybe the next one he'll rock out of the park. Let's find out. Here comes the 3-2. Upstairs, a good eye by Baez, and he gets on to first. And you already know, going to first, and how did he get there? The Base on Balls Express Train. Choo, choo, choo. All aboard. Baez is on first. There's nobody out. And now you got Michael Curiali in the box. And you know all about Curiali time. He had one memorable first half of the season. Looking for more of the same here in the second half. We'll see what happens. Curiali up next with a 281 average, one home run, 33 RBIs. The impressive third baseman is here to make something happen. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be strike one. 88 mile per hour. Slider to Curiali, caught the plate. Baez on first. And the next pitch to Curiali, a little bit downstairs, ball one. Here comes the 1-1. Baez is going, but he's going to have to come back to first because that's a foul ball. Count goes 1-2, nobody out. Curiali in a little bit of a slump. But slumps are meant to be broken. What a better time to get those wheels spinning again. Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss. Just missed the breaking ball. And he goes down swinging. So that's the first strikeout of the game and of the season for Sean Nolan. And when you strike out a guy like Curiali with men on base, you got to be happy. So Nolan feeling good early on. Cardinals still hitless early on in the game. Here comes Addison Cruz. He steps into the box. Addison Cruz batting 262. Hasn't hit anything out of the park, but has brought 15 runs in. 15 ribbies for Cruz. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. One out here in the bottom of the second. Due up are Linares. He's on deck, followed by Espinoza. Nolan getting his pitch. Here it comes. And nice piece of hitting by Cruz. He's going to get on to first with a stand-up single. Baez moves to second, and the Cardinals have runners on first and second with one out. Linares is up next with two runners on base and just one out. Looking to get things going early on in the ballgame. Linares comes into the game batting 237, one home run, 13 RBIs. Here comes the 0-1. And making contact is Linares, but foul. Count goes quickly to 0-2. Count 0-2 with one out, bottom of the second. Nolan against Linares. Linares chips this one. Spahn can't get to it. Baez is going to round third. He's going to come home safely, and the Cardinals are up 1-0. And that's how the cookie crumbles early on in the ballgame. Linares making contact. Spahn can't get to it. Every bounce counts, and the Cardinals are up 1-0. It's the Mega Bash, and the Cardinals are trying to get things going early on. Talk about fireworks. They're not waiting for after the game. They want some fireworks on offense right now. Espinoza up next, makes contact. This one goes into center, able to get it to Sanoa. Runner's going to tag and go to third, so now we got runners on the corners. So Linares with the RBI single puts Palm Beach up 1-0. Hernandez is up next with a 234 average, 10 ribbies. First pitch to Linares, catches the outside corner, 87 mile per hour breaking ball, strike one. And makes contact. This one just dribbling back to Nolan. Nolan able to make the throw and just able to make the catch. Reaching for all of it is Montgomery, and that's out number three. That's it for the second inning. Cardinals are able to get one across home. They currently lead 1-0. Two hits apiece for both teams. A lot of baseball to be played. Happy birthday, America! Day one of our Mega Bash. Walter works with you, and it's an honor to be on the air with you guys. Let's enjoy a baseball game, a birthday party, all of that. Let's have some fun the next couple of days. Top of the third inning coming up after this commercial break, live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Top of the third inning. Benjamin Arias getting back on the mound there for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Currently leading 1-0. Cristiano Rodriguez in the box. First pitch to Rodriguez, 85 miles per hour. Breaking ball there. Misses the plate. Ball one. And the next pitch is fouled. Count goes even now, 1-1. A packed stadium here at the Dean. But no worries, we do it again tomorrow. First pitch, 6 p.m. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come into town to take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. And remember, today's game is a duel at the Dean, a battle of roommates. We want to see both teams do good. But we'll see who comes out on top. 2-2 the count to Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch from Arias. Rodriguez makes contact, but it goes foul. Arias approaching 30 pitches, just threw his 28th pitch of the evening. Bramwell due up next. He's on deck, followed by Roberts. Breaking ball all the way upstairs. Count goes to 3-2. Picture perfect weather, not a breeze or a cloud in sight. You gotta love it. And a nice 91 mile per hour fastball catches the plate there. That's strike three. And Arias gets his second strikeout of the game. Rodriguez goes down looking. Bramwell, the catcher, up next. Bramwell making contact. That one goes foul. Sam Prater was the catcher for the Hammerheads over the last few games of this series. We'll see what Bramwell adds to the table here. Next pitch is outside. Count goes 1-1. One out here, top of the third. And checks his swing. Pitch looked inside. He didn't go. That's going to be called the ball. Two-one count to Bramwell. Here comes the pitch. Makes contact. Espinoza grabs it easily. There's the throw to Linares. Nice play on defense. That's out number two. So two quick outs. Nice work by Arias and the Cardinals defense. Hanging on to a 1-0 lead. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts. He's up next. Looking for his first hit. His second time up. And Roberts making contact. Curiali can't get to it. Espinoza was right there to back him up, preventing an extra base from Roberts. You know, Roberts, with all that speed, that's the reason he's leading off. I would say that's a job well done by Espinoza, preventing a double. And it looks like they are going to rule that an error, as Curiali probably had a good shot at that. Regardless, Roberts gets on first. And that's going to bring up Jordan McCants. First pitch to McCants, 91 mile per hour fastball up high, ball one. McCants from Pensacola, Florida, the 20-year-old, picked in the third round of the 2021 draft. Here comes the 1-0. And that's going to be a ball number two. Count goes to 2-0, all the way outside the 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Arias already approaching 40 pitches. He's at number 37. McCants comes into the game, batting 228, one home run, 18 ribbies. Takes the next pitch outside, ball one. And that was challenged, upheld. It's going to be three balls, no strikes. So a 3-0 count with two outs. Roberts on first. Arias getting his pitch. Bernal behind the plate. Here it comes. And this one just inside. And that's going to be a walk. So McCants goes to first on a base on balls. Two outs, though. Runners on first and second, though. So McCants, who got on his first time around with a base hit, gets on his second time around with a good eye. So that's going to bring up Javier Sanoa, who comes into the game with a 298 average, has one home run. He got that home run yesterday. Remember, final innings of the game, he smacked one out of the park when it was too late, has 43 RBIs on the season. There goes Sanoa. Making contact right there to get it is the second baseman right to Linares. That's three quick outs, and the Cardinals still in the lead 1-0. Don't you love it? It's the Mega Bash. That's right, folks. We're having a great time. That's all she wrote for the top of the third inning. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Back again for the bottom of the third inning, but you know we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Juan Bin Cho leading things off, don't you know, here in the bottom of the third. And I know you're having a good time. I'm having a good time. We're all having a good time. Don't forget, if you didn't make it out to the ballpark, tomorrow's another day. Roger Dean, ChevroletStadium.com. Get your tickets today. Second pitch to Bin Cho. Just catches the outside corner. 85-mile-per-hour breaking ball by Nolan. That's going to be strike one. Here comes the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Really fooled them with that 76-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Nice pitching here by Nolan early on. Nolan now with his 31st pitch of the evening. 31st pitch of the season, as I mentioned early on in this game. A battle of new pitchers. First time playing this season between Nolan and Arias. Benchel makes contact. Who's going to get to it? And Bromwell with a nice grab, the catcher for the Hammerheads for out number one. So Benchel is retired on a pop-up. That's going to bring up Chris Rotundo. He's up next. Batting 236, two home runs, 27 ribbies, looking for his first hit of the evening. Bernal on deck, followed by Baez. First pitch to Rotundo, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And breaking ball just upstairs. That's going to be ball two. And the next pitch is ripped by Rotundo past Spahn. All he could do is look at it. And Rotundo with some nice hitting, getting a base hit there. He's on first. Nice piece of hitting by Chris Rotundo. That's going to bring up Leonardo Bernal. Bernal coming into the game with a 261 average, three home runs, 35 RBIs. Of course, he's playing catcher. That's our man behind the plate, Leonardo Bernal. Mace contact there. Spahn gets to it. We're going to see if the throw's in time, and he's safe. He's safe. What hustle by the catcher Bernal, not just doing it behind the plate, but also doing it on offense. Man, that extra ounce of hustle got him to first safely, and now the Beachbirds have runners on first and second with one out, with big-time Joshua Baez up next. That's right, the player of the week with a golden opportunity to repeat. You know he has a chance if he can make something happen here, and why not? With the week he just finished having, let's see if he can do it again. First pitch to Baez, ball one. Our Mega Bash, day one. That's right, day two tomorrow, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Don't you love it? I know I do. And what a beautiful day at the ballpark. Here comes the 1-0 to Baez. This one is smacked foul. Count goes 1-2. Rotundo on second. Bernal on first. Baez in the box. Big swing and a miss at strike two. One ball, two strikes to the big-time prospect in Baez. Baez picked in the second round of the 2021 draft. Here it comes. Makes contact, but foul. Count stays at 1-2. This is what this is all about here at the Dean. All the potential in the world. All the talent you can think of. You know it's in Baez. Can he make it happen? The stars of tomorrow, that's what you see here. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball just outside. So a 2-2 count here. Bottom of the third. Cardinals trying to add to this 1-0 lead. Here comes the 2-2. And Baez makes contact. This one's up high towards the track. Right there to get it, though, is the left fielder. Nice grab there by Chase Luttrell for out number two. And that's going to bring up Michael Curiali. Don't we love Michael Curiali? Curiali from Freehold, New Jersey, picked in the 12th round of the 2022 draft, went to UCLA. And as far as today goes, we're now in the bottom of the third. He's got runners on first and second with two outs. Cardinals looking for some run support. First pitch to Curiali, strike one. Big swing and a miss. Four hits for the Beachbirds, two hits for the Hammerheads. 1-0 lead, Cardinals on top. Here comes the pitch to Curiali. That's going to be ruled a dead ball. 42 pitches thus far for Sean Nolan. Counts 0-2 to Curiali. All he needs to do is put a ball in play. He knows that. I know that. You know that. And the pressure is on. The 0-2 pitch. Runners on first and second. Curiali fouls it. Count remains 0-2. Lowing getting set on the mound, getting his pitch from Bramwell. Curiali ready in the box. Here we go. Makes contact. This one's up high, up high. Over in right field. Is he going to get to it? And he does. Nice hustle by Brett Roberts getting out number three. Curiali is retired, and that's all she wrote for the third inning. Cardinals on top, 1-0 on day one of our Mega Bash. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. You already know it's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Chase Luttrell leading things off for the Hammerheads. Pops this one up. Espinoza tracking it down. That's going to be out number one here in the top of the fourth. Ian Lewis up next. He's looking for his first hit of the game. Cardinals on top, 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Arias. He's got two strikeouts. This one's popped up. Is it going to be Espinoza again? Espinoza calling it off, and he gets this one. That's two quick outs for the Cardinals. Nice defensive effort so far by Espinoza, getting two of the outs. That's going to bring up Torin Montgomery. Montgomery, the first baseman for the Hammerheads, 305 average, 19 ribbies. Looking for his first hit of the ballgame after striking out early on. First pitch to Montgomery, 92 mile per hour fastball, strike one. Here comes the 0-1. And also catches the plate there. Nice breaking ball at 85 miles per hour, strike two. And here comes the 0-2. just missing, that's going to be ball one. One-two count with two outs. Arias now with 45 pitches on the evening. His first start of the season. Breaking ball outside. Count goes even 2-2. Two-two count. Here we go. Outside, fastball, 92 miles per hour. Count goes full, 3-2. So a full count with two outs, top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch from Arias. And making contact, staying alive is Torin Montgomery. We're still at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a 3-2 count, Montgomery getting set in the box. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball just missing. I mean, by an inch or two, it was that close. And Montgomery goes to first on a walk. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn, the shortstop for the Hammerheads, who's going to be looking for his first hit. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a foul ball. And what a grab by the fan. Returning the favor, giving it to a boy in the stands, and he is so happy. And that's what we got going on here. Make your baseball memories come true. America's favorite pastime. And of course, beautiful America's birthday. It's all going on here. Day one of Mega Bash. Tomorrow's day two. Today it's the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. Tomorrow it's the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Hammerheads. So much going on here at the Dean. Get your tickets today. RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. It's not very often you have the best mascots in the business in the same building together. That's what we see today with Hammy on one half of the stadium and Robbie the Redbird entertaining the other half of the stadium. So Spahn's in the box facing an 0-2 count with two outs. Hammerheads with just two hits, no runs yet. Here comes the 0-2. Spahn makes contact. That's right to center. Should be an easy grab, and it is. Addison Cruz supplying out number 3. And that's it for the top of the fourth. Cardinals still on top, 1-0. Bottom of the fourth inning coming right up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back, folks. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Day one of the Mega Bash. Day two tomorrow, of course, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. That's right. Addison Cruz leading off. He's in the box. And he makes contact there. Rips that one past Matt Barnes. Past the second baseman, Ian Lewis. That's a base hit. What a way to start the inning. And just like that, Cruz gets on first and Linares is up next. Matt Barnes, who's a reliever for the Miami Marlins, on a rehab assignment here in Jupiter, taking care of his getting back to his normal self and getting back to the big leagues by really getting ongoing with this rehab assignment here at the Dean. This one's popped up. Linares is out. Foul ball, but able to get it is Montgomery. So Matt Barnes is on the mound from Danbury, Connecticut, the 33-year-old reliever from the Miami Marlins here on a rehab assignment. Came to the Miami Marlins on a trade with the Boston Red Sox this year. He's on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So one out, Barnes on the mound, Lisandro Espinoza in the box. Cardinals on top, 1-0. Here comes the pitch. Up in his face, ball one. 91 mile per hour fastball. A lot of eyes on Barnes, a lot of scouts here tracking his progress. This is his road back to the major leagues. A successful stint here in Jupiter. And here we go. That's going to be strike number one. 1-1 the count to Espinoza. Here comes the 1-1. And that's going to be just outside ball two. You could tell the poise in Barnes, the control in Matt Barnes. This is a big league pitcher. A prized possession for the Marlins, getting him in that trade with the Red Sox. He's on the mound, completing his rehab assignment. And it goes right through here at the Dean in Jupiter, Florida. This is what you get at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Counts 3-1 to Espinoza. Espinoza working that count against a big league pitcher. This is big for Espinoza and big for the Cardinals. Runner going. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be outside. Ball number four. And the Cardinals have runners now on first and second. Espinoza getting on first with a base on balls. So Cruz on second, Espinoza on first, Barnes feeling the heat in relief in the bottom of the fourth. That's going to bring up Brandon Hernandez with a big task at hand. Catcher of the Hammerheads, Spencer Bramwell, going out to the mound to talk to Barnes. And you know Barnes has the big league stuff. He's accomplished. Everybody knows about Matt Barnes. That's why we were all excited when he went to the Miami Marlins in that trade. It just so happens he had an injury and is rehabbing here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's on the mound now facing Brandon Hernandez. Runners on first and second. Hernandez rips this one, but right to center. Right there is Sanoa. They're looking for the double play, and they get it. Cruz stepped off the bag way too far. Couldn't get back in time. And Matt Barnes and the Jupiter Hammerheads get out of the inning easily. The Cardinals are still up 1-0. unable to add any more run support. Top of the fifth inning coming right up. And we're going to do it, but we're going to keep going after this commercial break. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be right back.
Song again. Here's that song again. For the 100th time today. Here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day. Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Day one of our Mega Bash, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Let's check your out-of-town scoreboard and see what's going on in the Florida State League. Right now, the Blue Jays are falling to the Mets. They're down 6-3. The Mets on top, that game in the bottom of the second inning. The Lakeland Flying Tigers are currently up 1-0 over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That game in the bottom of the second. Top of the third inning, all tied up, nothing apiece. The Daytona Tortugas and the Tampa Tarpons. And in the top of the third, Clearwater and the Marauders all netted up, nothing to nothing. Let's get back to this game. Christian Rodriguez leading things off here in the top of the fifth inning. Fouls that one. Count goes 0-1. Arias comes back on the mound for another inning of work. 53 pitches in the books. Two strikeouts. Here comes pitch number 54. That's going to be strike number two. Count goes 0-2 to Rodriguez. Here comes the 0-2. Rodriguez makes contact, but it's foul. O2 the count, nobody out. Top of the fifth as we're just getting things going in the fifth. Here comes the 0-2. And that's going to be outside. Count goes to 1-2. An exciting night here at the Dean. A packed crowd. A good vibe. A good game. You can't ask for anything else. Does it feel like a Monday to you? Let's have a Monday. How about that? A beautiful Monday night. Not a breeze in sight. Not a cloud in the skies. And here comes the 1-2 to Rodriguez. Big swing and a miss. Did he get a piece of it? The ball might have got a piece of him as he's limping there. Looks like he made contact. Count's going to stay 1-2. Cardinals 1, Hammerheads nothing. Making our way halfway through this game. As Rodriguez is in obvious pain. Steps outside of the box. Comes back in. Arias getting his pitch. Here comes pitch number 59 for Arias. Fastball there low. Count's going to go even, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And Rodriguez makes contact. This one's in center. And not even moving, perfectly placed there and able to get to it is Addison Cruz. So Rodriguez stays hitless throughout the game. Bramwell's coming up next. One out here, top of the fifth inning. Hammerheads trying to even the score, maybe even take the lead, only down by one. Next pitch outside and away, that's going to be ball one. Here comes the 1-0. Breaking ball catches the outside corner of the plate. 76 mile per hour is there. Count goes 1-1. And the next ball is fouled. Count goes 1-2. One, two, the count, one out. Arias versus Bromwell. Here we go. And inside, that's going to be a ball. Two, two goes the count with one out. Here comes the 65th pitch of the evening from Arias. Making contact is Bromwell, but going foul. Here comes the 2-2. Checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strikeout number 3 of the game for Arias. Bromwell going down looking. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts. He's up next. A matchup of first-time pitchers for the season, right? First time we saw Nolan. Obviously, he was replaced by Barnes, who's here on a rehab assignment from the Marlins. And Arias now with his third strikeout of the game. First pitch to Brett Roberts, foul tipped, strike one. Roberts with a .286 average, one home run, 30 RBIs. And the next pitch to Roberts, outside, 86 mile per hour breaking ball. That's going to be a ball. Roberts from Atlanta, Georgia, picked in the 16th round of the 2022 draft. Rips this one in the gap. And you know, with his speed, he's going to round first, but he's going to change his mind there on a double. Gets back to first, and that's a stand-up single by Brett Roberts. So Roberts easily getting to first. That's going to bring up Jordan McCants with two outs. Hammerheads are lurking. Hammerheads are swimming. Looking to take their first bite out of these Cardinals. We'll see what happens. Arias now approaching pitch number 70. Jordan McCants in the box. Here it comes. Makes contact, but foul. Oh, 1 the count to Jordan McCants. The 0-1. Here we go. This one makes contact, but right there to get it is Hernandez. And missing the catch there at first. The routine play is Linares. Ay, ay, ay. And Roberts is going to go to third on that wild throw. And McCants is going to head over to second. So that's the second error of the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now with runners on second and third. And the speedy, the guy who connects when it matters the most, Javier Sanoa with a .297 average, one home run, 43 RBIs. He's in the box. Roberts at third. McCants at second. Arias on the mound. Sanoa in the box. Here comes the 0-1. And he rips this one. That's going to be in play. Roberts is going to come home. McCants is going to come home. And that's a 2-RBI single for Javier Sanoa. And just like that, one swing in the bat, the Hammerheads lurking, swimming, taking a bite out of the Cardinals. Now up 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. A 2-RBI single by Sanoa. I told you, man, Sanoa seems to connect when it matters the most. And with two runs now in the fifth, the Hammerheads are able to take the lead. Arias and Bernal now having a conversation. Talking strategy. Reminding him to keep his composure. I mean, you're still in the game, only down by one. You gotta keep us in the game. That's the conversation Bernal and Arias are happening. No action happening in the Cardinals bullpen. Looks like they're sticking with Arias for now. 73 pitches in the books for Arias. The runner's gonna go. Here comes the throw. Sanoa is caught at second. Nice bounce back play by the Cardinals defense. Bernal throwing out the speedy Sanoa. And let me tell you something, if you haven't heard, that doesn't happen a lot. Sanoa caught at second with the stolen base attempt. That's it for the fifth inning. The Hammerheads, though, able to get two across home on Javier Sanoa's 2-RBI single. So the Hammerheads now in the lead, 2-1. Top of the fifth all wrapped up. Bottom of the fifth coming up. Walter Wirtz with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that is...
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Cardinals here in the bottom of the fifth inning. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads. That's Tristan Stevens getting his first work of the season. Stevens from Springfield, Missouri. Picked up as a free agent last year. 0-1 the count to Bincho. Here comes the pitch. Bincho swing and a miss. Count's going to go 0-2, and it looks like Bincho hit himself there, either with the bat or the ball. In obvious pain, stepping outside of the box, stretching it out a little bit. Bincho with a 264 average, 3 home runs, 28 RBIs, looking for his first hit of the ballgame. Here comes the 0-2 from Stevens. Nice fastball there, 90 miles per hour, catches the outside corner of the plate. And that's the first strikeout in relief for Stevens. And Bincho is still hitless on the day. Stop. So Rotundo's up next. He makes contact there. Nice grab there by Harrison Spahn. Another remarkable play on defense at shortstop for Spahn. And Rotundo goes out there. Nice play by Spahn. Hammerheads hanging on to this lead. Bernal up next. Two outs, down one. Hammerheads on top, 2-1. Bernal, the catcher for the Cardinals. But man, he can hit. 3 home runs on the season, 35 RBIs for Bernal. Here comes the 0-1. This one outside, count goes even, 1-1. One count with 2 outs, nobody on. Bernal swings and misses, that's strike 2. One to the count with 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. Bernal ripping this one. Right there to get it is Lewis. Lewis to Montgomery, and that's 3 outs. Nice play by Ian Lewis. Hammerheads doing what they have to do on defense. Hanging on to a 2-1 lead. Top of the 6th inning coming up. We're going to do it after this commercial break. It's Walter Works live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Walter Works with you on the call. Top of the 6th inning here. Hammerheads on top, 2-1. Chase Latrell leading things off for the Hammerheads. Benjamin Arias comes back onto the mound for another inning of work, 5 thus far here at the top of the 6th. Trying to keep the Cardinals in the game. Latrell looking for his first hit of the game. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And making contact right there in front of Cruz. Nice piece of hitting by Latrell. That's going to be a base hit. So Latrell gets on base, his first hit of this Monday night. That's right, day one of our Mega Bash. Ian Lewis up next. Lewis also looking for his first hit. Here comes the pitch from Arias. Lewis makes contact. That's going to be right over to Hernandez, over to Espinoza. Not enough for the double play, but they get one out. So Lewis getting on by a fielder's choice. One out now in the top of the sixth.
The first baseman, number 26, Torin Montgomery.
Torin Montgomery up next. 305 average, two home runs, 19 ribbies. Here comes the first pitch to Montgomery. Outside, ball one. Montgomery hitless so far, but he got on base last time around with his good discipline, getting on there via a walk. Here comes the 1-0. Runners going, no shot there. And easily stealing second is Ian Lewis. Of course, he's one of the fastest guys on the team. That's what you gotta love about Ian Lewis. It's not all about power hitting. Sometimes with fundamental baseball, you become even more valuable. And that's what Lewis is doing. He got on base by the fielder's choice. He's on second now, creating an instant threat for the Hammerheads. With one out, you got Montgomery in the box. You got Spahn on deck. One ball in play. And you got to be pretty confident that Lewis is going to get home. That's what they want him to do. Come home. Come home to mama. We'll see what happens. Here comes the 2-1. Big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 2-2. So 2-2 to count to Torin Montgomery. Arias on the mound now. Pitch 83 coming about. Here comes the 2-2. And Montgomery staying alive, making contact there, but foul. 2-2 count with one out. Hammerheads with six hits on the evening, two runs. Palm Beach Cardinals with one run on five hits, but two errors. Two errors which were costly. Hammerheads getting two in the fifth, taking the lead. A lot of baseball to be played here. Day one of our Mega Bash, and it's exciting. We got a packed crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Montgomery rips this one right over to Lisandro Espinoza. He makes the catch. That's going to be out number two.
The shortstop, number three, Harrison Spahn.
Harrison Spahn up next. He's going to be looking for his first hit of the game. And if he gets it, it's sure to bring Lewis home. That's the advantage you have on base when you have so much speed. You think about the Hammerheads lineup, whether it be Roberts, whether it be McCants, whether it be Sanoa, whether it be Lewis. If those guys get on base, you got to watch out. Here comes the pitch to Spahn. Spahn makes contact. This one is ripped up in the air. Trying to get it is Bencho. They're all going towards foul territory. Doesn't make the catch. That's going to be a foul ball. Count goes 0-1. Allowed foul ball. So Harrison Spahn making his way back into the batter's box. Arias getting set on the mound. Bernal's calling the pitches behind home plate. Spahn looking for his first hit of the evening. Hammerheads on top 2-1. Here comes the 0-1. Nope. Arias looking back over at Lewis. You know, with the speedy Lewis, you always have to have eyes on him. Right now he's on second. Here comes the 0-1. And makes contact there. Another lucky souvenir for a fan. Foul two. 0-2. Two outs. Top of the sixth. Day one of our Mega Bash here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And talk about a celebration. America's birthday, America's favorite pastime. We got Robbie the Redbird here, Hammy the Hammerhead. This one's in play. Spahn gets his first hit of the game. It's down the third baseline. Lewis rounds third, comes home, and the Hammerheads are now up 3-1. So with an RBI single,
the third base
Spahn is able to come home. Spahn is able to bring Lewis home and add another run. Now a 3-1 lead for the Hammerheads. Spahn actually able to get to second. And just like that, with two outs in the top of the sixth, that's going to be it for Arias. So Arias in his first work of the season, not so bad, getting a round of applause by the Palm Beach Cardinals faithful. And you got to love the respect for Arias. Not so bad in keeping the Cardinals in the game. Right now is the time to make a change. I agree with Coach. And we're going to snap back into it, folks, after this pitching change. That's right. We'll be right back. Walter Wirtz with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Cristian Rodriguez counts 0-1, foul tipped there, two outs. Hammerheads with one run so far here in the sixth. Hanging on to a 3-1 lead. Trying to get everything they can here in the top of the sixth. Runner on second. And this breaking ball upstairs, that's going to be ball one, 1-1 the count. One one the count, two outs. Next pitch outside, but just catches the corner. That's going to be challenged. Today our umpires behind home plate, Chad Lagana, and at first, Sean Graham. Call is overturned, so that's going to be ball two. Count goes to 2-1. And the next pitch to Rodriguez, fouled out of play. Strike two, count goes 2-2. So here comes the 2-2. Next pitch outside, that's three balls and two strikes. Count goes full. Three-two the count, all full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Rodriguez foul tips this one. Count remains 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Tanner Jacobson on the mound. Rodriguez in the box. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, and that's strike number three. So Rodriguez goes down swinging. That's all she wrote for the top of the sixth inning. One run on two hits. Hammerheads bring another one home, increasing their lead 3-1. And we're going to keep going. We'll see if the Cardinals can answer back. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to day one of the Mega Bash. We're having a party here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. And here we are, bottom of the sixth inning. Joshua Baez leading things off for the Beachbirds. Cardinals facing a two-run deficit. Hammerheads on top, 3-1. Tristan Stevens back on the mound for another inning of relief. First pitch to Baez, strike one. Next pitch to Baez just outside. That's going to be ball one. Count goes even. Here comes the 1-1. And making contact is Baez right there. Tracking it down is Brett Roberts over in right field. And what a play by Roberts. That's out number one. That's going to bring up Michael Curiali, who's hitless today. And a little bit of a slump here to start the second half. Coming into the game with a .278 average, one home run, 33 RBIs. Struck out his first time up. Popped up his second time up. Here we go. First pitch to Curiali, breaking ball, 87 miles per hour, strike one. And the next pitch outside, ball one. Here comes the 1-1. And Curiali ripping this one, but right over to Montgomery. That's going to be out number two. Addison Cruz up next, the center fielder for the Palm Beach Cardinals, batting .275 with 15 RBIs. He's gotten two base hits so far in the game. Let's see if he can keep this inning going. And the first pitch to Cruz is going to be fouled. Nice crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Day one of our Mega Bash, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Can you ask for anything else? What a birthday party. 0-1 the count to Cruz. Two outs. Here comes the 1-1. Cruz makes contact, dribbles foul. One-two count to Cruz. Here comes the pitch. And this fastball at 92 mile per hour just misses. Counts even at 2-2, two outs. Next pitch just outside. Count's going to go full. Three balls, two strikes. Linares on deck. He's 1-for-2 today. And making contact is Cruz, but again, right to Montgomery. Nice scoop up by Torin at first base. That's out number three. So Cruz is retired. Top of the seventh inning coming up. Hammerheads on top, 3-1. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NA.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
He's in for some relief, trying to keep the Cardinals in the game. That pitch is called a strike. Count goes to 1-1 for Spencer Bramwell. Brett Roberts on deck. He's up next. 1-for-3 on the day. And the next pitch, a breaking ball at 82 miles per hour, just missing. Counts 1-1. Here comes the 2-1. And making contact is Bramwell, right into the glove of Espinoza. And Espinoza has been impressive at short. Supplying another out there for the Cardinals defense, and Bramwell is retired. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts. Roberts, the right fielder.
Right fielder, number one, Brett Roberts.
Here comes the first pitch to Roberts. And this breaking ball, nice pitch there by Jacobson, 82 mile per hour break ball, strike one. And the next pitch just outside. That's going to be ball one. Count goes to 2-1 to Brett Roberts. Jacobson with a 4.13 ERA, 46 strikeouts through 32 innings of work. Showing some good stuff on the mound. Throws a strike there. Count goes even, 2-2. And the next pitch outside and away. Count's going to go full. 3-2-1. McCants up next. He's on deck. One out here. Top of the seventh. Jordan McCants is 2-for-2 today. Big swing and a miss, and that's going to be strike number three. So Roberts goes down swinging. McCants is up now with two outs. Trying to pad these numbers, adding to this 3-1 lead. Here comes the first pitch to McCants. Fastball outside, 92 miles per hour, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And this one downstairs. That's going to be ball two. Kant's getting set in the box. 232 average for Jordan. One home run, 18 RBIs. Breaking ball just catches the corner of the plate. That was close. Count goes to 2-1. The count. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. Count goes even. Even across the board there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza. Happy birthday, America. Let's celebrate with some baseball. Here comes the 2-2. Makes contact there. Foul ball. Count stays even. Pitch clock ticking. 7, 6, 5. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. Count stays even at 2-2. Hammerheads overall 39-34. Cardinals identical overall at 39-34. Here comes the 2-2. Big swing and a miss. And he's out of there. That's strike number 3. Jordan McCants is retired swinging. So another strikeout in relief. And the Cardinals are trying to tie this game up. Only about 3 innings to do so. Bottom of the 7th coming up. And folks, guess what? It's time to stretch. That's right, time to stretch. A well-deserved stretch. Let's hear it, folks. It's the 7th inning stretch. Grab your peanuts, stretch your arms out. Well deserved. And let's enjoy the music.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairie to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And talk about a perfect 7-inning stretch. Give it up to our own Sweet Lou. You gotta love it, folks. That's what you get here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Sweet Lou, that's right. Now it's time to stretchity stretch. A well-deserved 7th inning stretch here at the Dean. Bottom of the 7th inning coming up. And now my other favorite song. Take me out to the ball game. It's day one of the Mega Bash. Let's have a good time. That's right, folks. It's time to stretch it out. Bottom of the 7th approaching. The Hammerheads are on top 3-1 here on this final game of the series. Day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hey, hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something.
Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
He's got two innings under his belt, one strikeout. Facing Linares. Linares with a .242 average, one home run, 14 RBIs, playing first, of course, for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Linares had an RBI single his first time up. That was the only time the Cardinals got a run. That was in the second inning. Beachbirds looking for more of the same. Counts 2-2 to Linares. Stevens approaching his 25th pitch in relief. Here comes number 25 over the head of Stevens. Right there to get it is Lewis to Montgomery. That's going to be out number one. So Linares goes down on the ground ball. That's going to bring up Lisandro Espinoza. So Lisandro Espinoza, who's had a great day on defense. You couldn't ask for a better day from Espinoza playing the shortstop position. We'll see if he can add some fireworks on offense. But the Cardinals down two here in the bottom of the seventh inning. What a better time. First pitch to Espinoza right down the middle, strike one. And the next pitch, right outside, just outside, 91 miles per hour, the fastball there. That's going to be ball one. And Espinoza making contact, and he's going to get on first to Speedy Espinoza. Third baseman Christian Rodriguez, that's going to be charged as an error, I'm sure. Couldn't get a handle on it. And Espinoza gets on to first. So it looks like it won't be charged in an error. That's going to be the sixth hit of the evening for the Cardinals. And with one out, you got to be happy that the Speedy Espinoza is the one on first. Here comes Brandon Hernandez, the second baseman. He's up next. First pitch to Hernandez. That's going to be ball one. Juan Bincho on deck, followed by Rotundo. Bincho hitless today. You know he wants to get some fireworks going. Tristan Stevens now approaching his 30th pitch in relief. Here comes the 1-0. Espinoza going. He's trying to take second. The helmet comes off, and what a hustle by Espinoza taking second base. And now with just one out, the Cardinals have an instant threat on the bags. The Speedy Espinoza, you know he always has a chance, especially if he has a good enough lead and a good hop there on the ball, and he made it there in time. So Espinoza steals second, putting the Cardinals in prime position to make this a night to remember at the Dean. That's right, day one of the Mega Bash, our Mega Bash extravaganza, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Here we go. 2-0 count to Hernandez. Outside, that's going to be ball three. The count. Runner on second. This one's downstairs. And Hernandez getting on first with a good eye. Four straight balls. And now the Cardinals have runners on first and second with one out. And the beloved Juan Bincho up next. Bincho, who has been scoreless, hitless thus far, looking to get his first hit of the game, and what a big hit it would be. Stevens on the mound, Juan Bincho in the box, runners on first and second. Hammerheads on top, 3-1. Here we go. First pitch to Bincho, ball one. Day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza here at the Dean. Hammerheads and Cardinals closing out their series. 1-0 to count to Juan Bincho. Cardinals facing a two-run deficit. Espinoza on second. Hernandez on first. Count goes 1-1 to Juan Bincho. One the count, one out. A big moment here for Bincho in the box, who hasn't gotten a hit yet. Oh, he rips this one, but foul. The count now goes to 1-2. Christian Stevens on the mound with a big task at hand. How do you stop Juan Bincho with runners on first and second in a moment like this? If the Cardinals put the ball in play, they can cut into this lead. Hammerhead's on top, 3-1. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And he gets him! An 89-mile-per-hour breaking ball that just got the outside corner of the plate. Bincho's going to challenge it. And it stays strike three. So Bincho goes down looking. And you can tell he's deflated after that at bat. It just not has been Juan Bincho's day. But here we go. Rotundo, who has a hit today, can cut into this lead by putting a ball in play. Runners on first and second. Bottom of the seventh. Hammerhead's on top, 3-1. There goes the first pitch to Rotundo. Ball one. Bernal up next. 1-for-3 on the day, Leonardo Bernal. Rotundo doing everything to put the ball on play or anything to keep the inning going. Smacks this one foul. Count goes 1-1. A packed house here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. If you didn't make it to day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza, you already know you can't miss day two. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. Rotundo taking the next pitch. That's going to be ball two. Espinoza on third. Hernandez on second. Rotundo in the batter's box. Looking to make it happen. Here comes the 1-1. Upstairs, ball two. Count goes 2-1 to Chris Rotundo. Rotundo coming into the game with a .238 average, two home runs, 27 RBIs. A big moment here in this game. 2-1 pitch, here we are. And Rotundo makes contact over in left field, trying to track it down, and he does. A clean catch in left field by Chase Luttrell ends all the speculation, ends all the hope, ends all the drama here in the bottom of the seventh, and it ends with no runs coming home. The Hammerheads are still on top, 3-1, up by two. We're cruising, folks, to the top of the eighth inning. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. Day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza, celebrating America's birthday with America's pastime. We'll be back for the top of the eighth inning right after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the 8th inning, Javier Sanoa leading things off for the Hammerheads. Sanoa batting .299, one home run, which he got yesterday. 45 ribbies on the season. Sanoa had a 2-RBI single in the game. That happened in the 5th inning. Gave the Hammerheads the lead. Oh, boy. Grounding this one over to Espinoza. Espinoza then throwing to Linares, who couldn't keep the ball in the glove. So that's going to be the 3rd error charged to the Cardinals of the game. And a costly error. You got to think the Cardinals have to get every out that they can. A lot of action in the Hammerheads bullpen. They're going to do their best to hold on to this lead. And Sanoa, he was taken second, but Luttrell fouls this one. So Sanoa getting on first after the error. No outs here, top of the 8th. New pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals, Luis Gastelum. Gastelum from Mexico, picked up as a free agent this year. Comes into the game with a 6.00 ERA, just 3 innings of work. Luttrell batting .256, 4 home runs, 27 RBIs. He had a base hit today, looking for a second hit. And the next pitch to Luttrell is upstairs. Count's going to go 1-2. One-two pitch approaching. Here it comes. Luttrell makes contact. Curiali charging into the Hammerheads bullpen to see if he has a shot. That's going to go foul. Dun, 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 dun. Don't you love the stadium music? Don't you love this ballpark? Day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza. That's what you're getting today. Day two tomorrow, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come into town to play the Hammerheads. 1-2 pitch. That's going to be ball number two. Count goes even, 2-2. No outs here. Top of the 8th inning. Hammerheads trying to seal the deal. Sanoa on first. Luttrell in the box. Gastelum on the mound. Here comes the pitch. And Luttrell rips this one. This one's towards the track. Baez has no shot. And that's a 2-run home run outside of the park over the 350 mark. And Chase Luttrell, talk about sealing the deal. The Hammerheads take a 5-1 lead. The Hammerheads are lurking. They're swimming. Taking another bite out of these Cardinals. Now on top, 5-1 here in the top of the 8th inning. Holy moly. What a shot by Luttrell. You know he has the potential. He's in the cleanup spot for a reason, and there he comes through. Luttrell with a 2-run shot out of the park. Talk about run support. That's how you get it. And the Hammerheads are now up by 4. Ian Lewis up next. Count quickly goes 0-2 to Lewis. The minute you heard the sound of the crack of the bat, you knew it was out of here. All Baez can do is look at it like a spectator. And man, if you're a part of the Jupiter Hammerheads faithful, you got to be excited. Hammerheads on top, 5-1 here in the top of the eighth. Lewis fouls this one. Count stays 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 upstairs, ball one. And the next pitch outside, count's going to go even, 2-2. Two-two count, nobody on, nobody out. Luttrell cleared the bases with that shot, that home run shot out of the park. Lewis makes contact, but right into the middle of Linares. That's going to be the first out of the inning.
First baseman, number 26, Corey Montgomery.
Here comes Torin Montgomery stepping into the box with one out here in the top of the eighth. Montgomery looking for his first hit of the game. He got on base early on with a walk. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Foul ball, count goes even, 1-1. Montgomery batting 303, 19 RBIs. From Kirkland, Washington, picked in the 14th round of the 2022 draft. Here comes the 2-1. Making contact is Montgomery, right to Espinoza. Espinoza to Linares. Not enough on the throw there. Linares having to get off the bag, and Montgomery gets on base.
The shortstop, number 3, Harrison Spahn.
Harrison Spahn up next now with Montgomery on first. That's going to be ruled a hit. Ninth hit of the evening for the Hammerheads. First pitch to Spahn, right over to Curiali. Curiali's going to try for a double play. Over to Hernandez. Not in time, though, to Linares. And that's going to be just good for one out. So two outs now on the board. Spahn getting on base with a fielder's choice. That's going to bring up Christian Rodriguez, who's hitless so far. First pitch to Rodriguez, strike one. And don't forget post-game fireworks today, tomorrow, day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza, closing out the series here, the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. And then we do it again tomorrow when the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to play the Jupiter Hammerheads. So Spahn steals second. Gives Rodriguez a chance to bring another run home. Counts 0-2 to Christian Rodriguez. And the next pitch to Rodriguez downstairs, fastball. Ball one. One, two, the count. And making contact is Rodriguez. Espinoza right there to throw to Linares. That's out number 3. And that's it for the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth inning coming right up. Hammerheads are able to bring two across home. Now with a 5-1 lead on 9 hits for the evening. We'll see if the Cardinals got anything left in them. Down 4 runs. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. We'll be back after this commercial break on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the 8th inning. Hammerheads on top, 5-1. Leonardo Bernal leading things off for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the 8th. Oh-1 the count to Bernal. And he rips this one. That's going to be a base hit right in front of Roberts. Nice piece of hitting by Bernal to get things going here for the Cardinals. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads, Yermin Lara, with a 1.78 ERA, 24 strikeouts, and 25 innings of work. And what a moment, what an opportunity for the big-time prospect in Joshua Baez. Baez, without a hit today, got on base with a walk in the first inning. Has an opportunity to cut into this lead. Runner on first, nobody out, bottom of the 8th. Hammerheads 5, Cardinals 1. 9 hits for the Hammerheads, 7 hits for the Cardinals. I think the difference maker is in the errors category, right? 3 for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And so far, the Hammerheads have played a mistake-free game. Baez takes the next pitch, ball 2. 2-0 the count. Is with a .236 average, 6 home runs, 25 RBIs. He was the player of the week in the Florida State League. Here comes the 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza. Happy birthday, America. We're celebrating it with some baseball and good times here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-1 pitch, here he comes. And Baez pops this one up all the way up. Everybody in the infield, who's going to call it? Is it going to be Harrison Spahn? Yes, he does. Spahn making the catch from the shortstop position, getting to the mound to catch that ball. And that's going to be the first out of the inning. So Baez still without a hit, but that's going to bring up Michael Curiali. Michael Curiali also in a little bit of a slump. He's hitless today also. But what a time it would be to come out of that slump. Curiali with a .277 average, 1 home run, 33 ribbies, the third baseman for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We're going to cut into this lead here in the bottom of the 8th. We only have a couple innings left to do so, as this pitch gets behind Bramwell and Bernal easily takes second. So the Cardinals creating a threat on the bags. A ball in play can bring Bernal home. Curiali knows that. And Curiali's going to try to make that happen. Hammerheads 5, Palm Beach Cardinals 1. Hammerheads trying to get their 40th win overall of the season. trying to get their fourth win of the second half. Here comes the 0-1, breaking ball inside. Count goes even, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch. Kiriali makes contact. Spahn able to get to it. Routine play to Montgomery. Bernal moves over to third. Two outs now in the bottom of the eighth.
The center fielder, number 15, Addison Cruz.
That's going to bring Addison Cruz up into the box. He's had two hits so far today. One hit here will bring a run home. Cardinals looking to get anything they can here in the late part of the game. Bottom of the eighth. Down by four. Here comes the first pitch to Cruz. Foul tipped. Strike one. Oh, 1 count to Cruz. Lara on the mound. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. It was a ball anyway. Count goes even, 1-1. One count, two outs. Cruz looking for his third hit of the ballgame. Breaking ball right down the middle. Count goes to 1-2. Lara on the mound in relief, approaching his 13th pitch. Cruz in the box, trying to keep the inning alive. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Foul ball into the stands. One ball, two strikes, two outs to Addison Cruz. Bernal at third. This one's dribbled but foul. Count stays at 1-2. Linares on deck. He's 1-for-3 today. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. 93 mile per hour fastball just outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Lara getting his pitch. Bramwell behind the plate. He's the catcher for the Hammerheads. Cruz in the box, and he gets him. Punches out Cruz on an 83 mile per hour breaking ball. That's all she wrote for the bottom of the eighth inning. Top of the ninth coming up. Hammerheads looking to close this one out. Looking to add some more run support. That's what they're going to try to do in the top of the ninth. And that's coming right up after this commercial break. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to day one of this Mega Bash extravaganza here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the final game of the series between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. We pick back up things with day two of the Mega Bash as the Hammerheads host the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That game tomorrow with a first pitch slated for 6 p.m. Brownwall making contact, that one trailing towards the dugout. And what a catch there. Reaching over the dugout to make the grab. Nice play there by Carlos Linares. Nobody thought he was even going to have an attempt at that. And he did. Nice piece of defense by the first baseman. Hammerheads 5, Cardinals 1. Top of the ninth inning, one out. Brett Roberts now in the box. Here comes the 1-0. Roberts, big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 1-1. Roberts trying to get his second hit of the day. And he fouls that one. Count's going to go to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 to Roberts. Big swing and a miss, and that's strike number 3. New pitcher on the mound, Wilmer Ortega for the Cardinals. Trying to keep them within reach as they try to make something happen after this in the bottom of the ninth. McCants up next. He's been on base a couple of times today. Here comes the first pitch to McCants. Upstairs, ball one. And the next pitch to McCants. Outside again. Count goes 2-0. And McCants making contact there, right over to Hernandez, who gets it over to Linares. Three quick outs. And now a last chance opportunity for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll see a miracle at the Dean. Cardinals down by 4. Hammerheads on top, 5-1. Last chance opportunity coming up. Bottom of the ninth approaching. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
welcome back to the show, folks. Last chance opportunity for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Hammerheads on top here on this day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza. That's right, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Day one tonight, day two tomorrow. First pitch for tomorrow's game slated for a 6 p.m. start. But right now, the task at hand is to get back into this game. Are we going to have a miracle at the Dean? Linares in the box. Evan Taylor, the new pitcher on the mound, looking to close this one out. 1-1 the count to Linares. And Linares makes contact. That's right in the infield, and right to get it is the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez. Espinoza's up next. Hernandez is on deck. Two outs to go. The Hammerheads know it. The Cardinals know it. We'll see what happens. Taylor on the mound. Espinoza in the box. Bottom of the ninth. First pitch, a slider catching the middle of the plate there. 0-1 goes the count. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Oh, and it gets Espinoza on the leg there. He earned that one. Ouch. So Espinoza, with a little bit of a limp, gets to first. Hey, take it however you get it. The Cardinals have a runner on first now with Brandon Hernandez up. Hernandez batting .231 with 10 ribbies. One out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes the first pitch to Hernandez. And another slider, 79 miles per hour, just catches the inside corner of the plate, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And another beautiful slider by Evan Taylor. This one at 77 miles per hour, that's strike two. Juan Bincho due up next. He's on deck. Hernandez trying to do everything he can to get on base. Here comes the 0-2. And this fastball gets him. Evan Taylor painting the corners like Picasso. And that's another strikeout. Two outs now here in the bottom of the ninth. One more to go with the Hammerheads on top, 5-1. And if you want some drama, here we go. Juan Bincho in the box, looking for his first hit of the game, trying to keep this inning going. Bincho trying to keep the game going. Here we go. Taylor versus Bincho. The first pitch to Bincho, strike one. Espinoza on first. Two outs. Hammerheads 5-1. Here comes the pitch. Nearly hits Bincho. That's going to be ball one. Bincho batting .261, three home runs, 28 RBIs on the year. One of the most beloved Palm Beach Cardinals in the organization. Here comes the 1-1. Bincho makes contact, but it goes foul. Counts 1-2. Hammerheads trying to close this one out. Trying to get their 40th win of the season. Fourth win of the second half. Evan Taylor on the mound. Juan Bincho in the box. Here comes the 1-2. And he gets him! A big swing and a miss. That's strike three. The Hammerhead sealed the deal. And that's all she wrote. Day one of our Mega Bash extravaganza in the books. And the Hammerheads come out on top with a 5-1 victory, improving to 40 wins on the season. Four wins early on in this second half. And what a series it was. Tomorrow, don't forget, folks, get your tickets, RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Our day two of our Mega Bash extravaganza, celebrating America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. Folks, thank you so much. Day one in the books. We do it again tomorrow with day two of our Mega Bash. That's right. Don't forget, first pitch at 6 p.m. as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles come to town to face the hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. A lot of momentum the Hammerheads are going to be riding into the new week. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Folks, it's been my pleasure. Walter works with you on the call, live on MILB.com, the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. I'll be here with you on the call tomorrow for day two of our Mega Bash. Don't forget, first pitch 6 p.m., Fort Myers Mighty Muscles against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Congratulations to the Hammerheads getting their 40th win overall of the season, their fourth win of the second half. A lot more going on this week. That's right, day two tomorrow over Mega Bash. RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com for your tickets or visit our box office right outside the stadium. So long, folks. Adios, amigos. Walter Works signing off. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.